Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello everyone!
Welcome to Kirsty and Bryony's Comfort Zone with you.
With me! I'm Kirsty.
And I am Bryony.
We did it. We introduced ourselves this time.
I'm sorry it's just us this week. I feel like there was this exactly what I thought would happen. Is that people would love Rhythian so much?
Yeah, we're retiring and Rhythian's taking over the podcast now, so. See ya.
It's just going to be computer setting dreams and get to see the evolution of Carbon Boy.
Oh, God, I can't wait. Game of the year. But what we're going to try and do is get a guest every other week, right?
Yes.
So if you get bored of us, wait till next week. You know, maybe someone interested will turn up. You never know.
Yeah, we have friends. Honest.
Yeah. We have friends.
We know people.
Or maybe a guest will turn up mysteriously in the middle of this one. Ooh. So you better keep listening. they aren't going to. But yes.
Be right at the end. We won't tell you who it is, but right at the end. You have to listen to the end.
They're going to bust in through the door and be like, "What's up, everybody? I'm here.
Hey, it's Christopher Walken."
Christopher Walken.
No, oh, Christopher, get out. Not yet. I said to the end.
The end of the podcast. God,
I'm sorry.
It.
Okay, I'll go. Jeez. Can't get the stuff these days.
No, you can't. You really can't. You really wanted to be part of it, didn't you? Oh, jeez.
So the Rhythian week was actually quite a fortunate one because I didn't have any dreams for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, neither did I. Even now, my dreams have been quite fragmented. The two that I've got for today are quite short and a bit sort of all over the place.
Well, you've got two and I've got two. So together, we have made one Rhythian.
Yes. Well, Rhythian had about 12 dreams, so we need to work harder.
Yeah. I found it's curious, and I don't really know what it is, but I found that when Alex was in San Francisco for a week, I didn't have dreams. And then when he got back, but we were having to isolate from each other, I still didn't have dreams.
Aww.
And it's only been like, as soon as we've been back together, all of a sudden dreams every night, like big adventurous dreams, lots Aww. Going on. And I don't know what it is that's caused that.
That's so sweet.
I also had to record my first dream in front of him.
Oh no.
I've always sort of, because he tends to get up before me, I've always like had a little bit of private time to record my dreams. Whereas this time I didn't want to forget it. So I said to him, "Do you mind if I record my dream right now?" And he was like, no, go ahead. So I don't know if I held back a bit because I felt silly.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. Alex is lovely.
He's a good egg.
He's a very good egg. But yeah, that's so interesting. Like, I find when I was at my old job, I didn't dream ever.
Yeah.
I would never dream. Like I constantly would say to people, "I just don't dream." And I wonder if it was because I was like stressed or tired or what. But you've been like going through such a stressful time lately, like with Alex being away and with COVID. And
yeah.
I wonder if like that just shoved the dreams out of your brain, you know?
See, I always thought that because I tended not to have dreams if I woke up to an alarm. And I wondered if that was just, you know, bringing me out too abruptly for me to remember them.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I was sleeping downstairs, I was waking up quite naturally because we have quite like blackout curtains in our room. Whereas downstairs I couldn't figure out why I was waking up so early every day. And then I was like, oh, it's the sunlight. I'm actually just waking up how people are meant to wake up. Although there was the odd time that I woke up with a bunny on top of me, so...
Aww. There's something weirdly nice about camping out on the sofa overnight.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm the only one. It's weird, but I enjoy the odd night on the sofa, just chilling and watching TV and then falling asleep. It's just comforting in a weird way.
I always get that thing where you'll be so snoozy and comfortable and you're falling asleep on the sofa and then you're like, no, I'm getting tired. I should go to bed. And then as soon as you get into bed, you're like, wide awake.
Yep. Definitely.
It's just something about that little like sphere of coziness mm-hmm. on the sofa and then it's ruined as soon as you brush your teeth.
I think it's got that weird like comforting element, like sleeping in the back of a car kind of thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
While it's moving. Like that's the best. That's so good.
I used to love coming back from family holidays at night and being in the back of the car and going down the
yes.
motorway. I would always wake up just as we, like, because our drive is up on a slight angle. And it's like I was tuned into that angle and I'd wake up and mm-hmm. be like, we're home.
Yep. I was exactly the same. Like, there would be certain sort of turns to get to our house. And I would always wake up and be like, right, there's the left turn. There's the next left turn. We're turning right into the driveway. We're home. Oh, it's so strange, but yeah.
Well, shall we listen to the first of the dreams? It's been 2 weeks since we've actually heard each other's dreams.
It has.
See what's going on in our heads.
Okay, should we listen to yours first?
Okay.
We'll go in order.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, go.
I had this dream that I was back at school and I was doing like a drama class and I was put into a group with Rithian and G. We were going to do an advert for like business holidays. So we were going to show like someone lying on the beach enjoying like a cocktail, but they would have to be wearing a business suit. And then we were going to show them like coming home or something and getting back to work. I don't know, but I was like going around collecting all of the stuff for it. So I was just seeing what we had. And I was like, oh, we've got like a martini glass and a beach towel. And I was like, oh yeah, she get like one of those fancy red books to show they're fancy. And yeah, so I had all this. And then I was thinking about like, oh my gosh, this must mean that I've got GCSEs coming back up. I should actually be preparing for this stuff. Like, what GCSEs am I taking? I should have done this by now. And then I woke up in the dream and I was with Alex and he'd been sent all of this, like, all of this stuff for like a strange brand deal. And I was like, I was looking at all of it and I was like, what is all of this stuff? But at the same time, I was thinking like, oh, I should be recording my dream. I should be recording the dream. So I was trying to find like a quiet moment to record it. Turned out we were staying around this friend's house and she came in and her cat came in. So I was like cuddling the cat and talking about how my other friend was about to get a Maine Coon kitten. And then I was like, oh, hang on. I was going to record my dream. So I'll try and do that. And I looked down at my phone because it started ringing and it was Richard Iowardi and he was there and he was like, Bryony, your mother says, she'll meet you at 2 o'clock for lunch, if that's okay. And I was like, I think you've got the wrong person because I'm away at the moment. And he was just like, oh. And then just wouldn't say anything. And he just stayed on the phone. So I was like, maybe try a Bryony who has 2 Ys, like B-R-Y. And he was like, oh, no. And then all of a sudden this like big samoyed had jumped on the bed. So I was giving them a cuddle. Then in the dream, I heard a doorbell, which woke me up properly. But I went downstairs. There was no one at the door. The end.
Oh, my God. That was a proper inception.
Yeah. I think it's probably because that was the first dream I had had in a while. So I was like, oh, my gosh, I can actually record the dream. And I got so excited at the thought of having one to record that I wanted to record it whilst I was still dreaming.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And another school dream, ticking off the bingo card.
Yeah. That was actually one of my first thoughts when I woke up was like, oh no, I've been cursed.
Yep.
Having them school stress dreams.
It's probably because I'm always talking about having school stress dreams and bam, you've started having them now. You're welcome.
One of the things I do remember about this is, so I said that Alex got some stuff through for a strange brand deal. But because I was lying next to Alex, I was like, oh, should I say this? But I remember that it was like bondage gear.
Oh no!
So it's all these like straps and chains. And I remember that he had dressed up. I've got this cuddly toy panda who sleeps next to me every night. He's about 3 foot long. He's like a huge panda.
Yeah.
And Alex had dressed him up in the stuff and kept being like,
Oh my
and I was
God.
Like, not Pan Pan, no.
Not Pan Pan. Please,
Pan
Alex.
I'm not into that.
Oh my God. Is it bad that as soon as you were like, oh, and Alex got this stuff for a weird brand deal, I thought, I bet it's sexy stuff. I bet it's sexy.
Well, it's because they did that thing with the Tenga eggs, isn't it? I think that's why. I think that's why it's in my head.
Oh my God.
His big box of eggs he had on his desk for ages. So, not sponsored, by the way. We're not sponsored by Tenga.
Not sponsored by Tenga, no. Yet.
Yet.
Oh my God. And the whole first bit of it, it really reminded me, you haven't watched The Apprentice, but it reminded me of The Apprentice, like doing the business holiday advert in drama class. Is, oh my gosh.
I love that that's my idea of like what business people do is that they have martini glasses and red leather bound books.
Yes, a fancy red leather book. If you have a red book, it means you're fancy.
One thing I do know what it was about was Trot and Helen are going to be getting a Maine Coon kitten. And I think, because it was my other friend who has a Maine Coon, it was her cat, and that's what made me think of it. And then the Samoyed getting on the bed, I remember, was actually Giant Mochi.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet that's a Giant Mochi.
Because I remember Mochi turning around, and I was just like, oh, you're huge. So I think it's just because I've been seeing so many photos of like their potential kitten. So it's that's obviously seeped into my brain.
Oh, that's going to be so cute. Maine Coons are so nice. They're so big.
They always look like quest givers.
They do. They're like wizened old men, all of them.
Whenever we used to get them in at the vet, I would always feel like if I walked into the room and I was alone with a Maine Coon, I was like, what is my quest? Tell me.
What are your secrets? We had one at work who came from a bad household and he was all matted. So when he came in, he had to be shaved.
Oh.
He just had a massive fluffy head and the rest of his body except the tip of his tail was shaved and he looked really
Oh my gosh.
So that's like one of my main experiences of Maine Coons.
It's like when you get poodles with the pom-pom haircut.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. I love that you woke up midway through the dream as well. It was probably on your mind that you had to record for the podcast.
Yeah, because I was starting to think, like, I've not had any dreams. I'm not going to have anything. Kirsty's going to dump me and it will just be the Kirsty and Rithian podcast. But
Yeah, I'm dumping you for Rithian. Sorry.
No.
No.
But I've had the thing with the doorbell where I've thought I've heard the doorbell and I've woken up and gone to check the door has happened twice since that I've woken up imagining the doorbell and it's not been
Yeah. I've had dreams like that before. It's a weird one because it feels so real. But I find sometimes, I wonder if the doorbell rang earlier in the morning. It probably didn't. But sometimes for me, like my sense of time gets all warped. So the doorbell will go and I'll be like, oh, that's the doorbell. And then I'll fall back to sleep. And 2 hours later, I'll wake up and go, I gotta get the door.
I had one the other day where I thought I heard the doorbell. And because I sleep as nature intended, so I have my like robe by the bed and I'll get up full bed hair. And I have a lot of hair to have bed hair.
You do.
And I'll put my robe on and I'll run down the stairs. And I like threw the door open and there was just this older couple walking by. And there's just me like, good morning, with clearly no reason to open the door. And then I just closed it again. I was like, nope, just imagined it. Great.
Oh my God.
That is so funny.
Yeah. Oh God.
I must have thought I was there to chase them off or something. Get off my property.
Robe flying open. Get off my property.
Oh, that's the bunny lady we've told you about.
Oh no.
Look away, kids. Just keep walking.
Walk faster. Oh my gosh. What other stuff was in the dream? So you're in a drama class.
Richard Ayoade,
Oh yeah, Richard Ayoade was in the dream.
We've got our celebrity appearance.
Yes, exactly. Have you watched anything with him in lately?
I don't think I have. I think I saw a trailer with him in, maybe.
Ah.
But I can't remember. But I did have a discussion with... Oh, it was my... I had a friend who messaged me the other day saying that they moved in with a briny spelt with two Y's.
Ah.
And that that was now their default spelling of it. So maybe it was that, that I was just like... Richard Ayoade called up and I was like, are you sure you don't want briny with two Y's? Did you even mean to call me?
I love that we both struggle with this, having our names spelt wrong constantly. It's something to bond over, I think.
I genuinely had an urge the other day to do a tweet just saying, like, any other brinies out there? Do you want to talk about briny stuff?
There have been people who, like, go on Facebook and they add everyone who has their name as friends. and I've seen posts before where somebody added all of them to a group chat. It was like, what's up, everyone? And they were like, oh my God, same name. There are definitely people out there with the same name as me.
You just have all these Kirsties in a chat and then a Christy joins and you're like, get out.
Get out of here.
This ain't a town for you.
You came to the wrong neighborhood.
The little Kirsty playing the piano stops and they all look up. The Kirsty polishing a glass at the bar stops polishing.
Oh my goodness. Shall we listen to the next one?
Yeah, let's listen to one of yours.
Tabs is using a scratching post behind me, so if you hear any scratching, it's not me. Okay, I am ready.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hello. So I had a dream that I was going down into some sort of like, not a well, but it was like a mine shaft almost, like a narrow vertical hole, sort of propped up with bits of old wood. It was all like clay, sort of orange stone. And it was me, and there was another guy, I don't know who, and I think it might have been another lady, I don't know who she was either. And we got down to the bottom, and it was all, like, caved in at the bottom, so we couldn't get through. Like, all of the wood had sort of slid down and made, like, a barrier. So when we were at the bottom, it was like, imagine digging directly down in Minecraft and then looking back up. It was like that. So the man started like moving stuff around and I was like, no, stop moving. Like all of the wood is going to shift and everything's going to cave in. But he did it and he managed to form a way through. And he was like, ah, there we go. That's more like it. Dusts off hands. So we started making our way through and we were in like a house, but it was very dark. And as we were exploring this house, we'd look through a doorway and there'd be like a little girl there and it's like, oh, and then we'd pay no mind and move along and look for another door. And then there was a dog and it's like, oh, it's a dog. But then the dog's gone. And honestly, I don't really remember much else, but I know that it was spooky. And at one point, I think I remember one of the spooky girls, like grabbing the lady that was with us and sort of panicking and being like, oh, get off. So it was quite a creepy dream, especially being in like the horrible claustrophobic like mineshaft. It was very weird, very creepy dream. Very creepy. But that's it. Not much of a dream really, but yeah, there's one for you. See ya.
See ya. I love the way that like so many of your dreams, because when I talk to you, you're such like a happy, giggly person. And then your dreams are like, so I was plummeting into a small hole. I was diving deeper and deeper under sea. Yep. I was shot into space.
I was down a horrible, narrow hole and I couldn't get out. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Was this any time near when they announced the new Phasmophobia VR update, maybe?
No, it wasn't. It did feel very phasmophobia-y, though. It was like, as soon as we were out of the mineshaft and the guy had moved all of the wood and stuff out of the way, we were in like a dark house, and the girl and the dog were basically ghosts. And it was like, oh, this place is haunted. But before that, when we were in the mineshaft, like, I remember specifically like the orange stone. Like, it was like almost like clay. It was very sort of dusty and orange, and there was old timber like holding everything up. And like if you touch the timber, it would shift, and it's like, oh god, everything's gonna collapse, this is horrible.
Yeah.
And then this guy started touching it all, and it was like, oh god, we're gonna die. But as soon as he cleared it out of the way, the whole path was like huge. Like, originally it looked like we were going to have to climb through it, like crawl almost. But as soon as he cleared it, it was like a big walkway. And it was like, well, there we go, all done. It's like, oh, thanks. It was very strange. But I don't know who the people I was with were either.
Yeah.
It wasn't even one of those dreams where they started off as a person and then they just like morphed into something else. It was just constantly, I don't know who these people are. So it was a weird one, but I don't know. I don't even know what I could have been thinking about to dream about that, honestly. I remember in the dream, like, looking up as if, like, being stuck in a well almost and looking up and being like, nope, can't get out.
I wonder, is there anything that you're, like, a problem you're ignoring at the moment, maybe? Maybe it's to do with, like, burying your head in the sand, or trying to like bury away from it or something. I don't know. Or maybe something that you feel like is swallowing you up. And you're trying to look back to the light.
That's a very deep question. Oh my goodness.
Are you having any existential crises right now?
Well, now that you say it. I don't think so. Like, honestly, I'm fine. I'm fine. But I don't know. I feel like just at the tip of my memory, I feel like maybe someone on a stream might have talked about falling down a well or something. Like in a game, they fell down a well.
Yeah.
Or maybe I even dreamt about that. Maybe I dreamt about someone having a stream where they fell down a well in the game they were playing. Because I don't actually remember that happening. So maybe I dreamt that and this was a sequel.
Yeah.
It's really strange. But I don't know where I would have got that imagery from. It's very strange.
Yeah, because it's so like I remember years and years and years ago when there was that whole thing about the miners, and they were trying to rescue them, and they had to go up that teeny, teeny, tiny like mine shaft. And I was just thinking like, that must be terrifying. I mean, I guess maybe that's because I'm claustrophobic, so to me it's terrifying, or maybe to other people they'd be like, oh, no, it's fine. But yeah, like the thought of that just being so squished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Well, it's probably not related to it, but similar to how I had the Thalassophobia Reddit binge the other week and ended up doing about diving.
Yeah.
A while ago, way before that, I had the same, but with caving. I was like, oh, look at all these horrible caving stories where people have gotten stuck. So maybe that was in the back of my brain somewhere. I just love reading about morbid things. But yeah, I wonder if that was like in my brain somewhere. But I don't know, this was different. It was like literally like being in a mineshaft rather than like a natural cave.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's me on Reddit. Look at little grabbies. Look at the little rat hands holding the things.
Little rat hands and hamsters. Oh.
This is why when people say like, oh, Reddit can be so toxic, I'm like, can it?
Is it? No, not on the hamsters subreddit.
I'm literally just on blep and little grabbies and...
Meanwhile, I'm reading about horrible calamities.
One of the things the story reminded me of is do you know the story of Gellert, the dog?
No. I know that Gellert was a Neopet.
Yeah, that's the reason that they're called that is it's basically this old story. I can't remember the names of the lord or whatever, but he was this guy who he had a baby,
mm-hmm.
and he went out and he came back and he saw he had the baby crying, and he sees that the baby is like their blanket has blood on it and stuff, and he finds his dog and he thinks, "You've attacked my baby," and his dog was called Gellert, and he's like, "You attacked my baby," and he kills his dog.
No,
because he thinks it's like gone rabid or something. But then he finds a wolf that the dog had actually been fending off. Aww. From the baby, and he knew that his dog was actually really loyal, and he felt very guilty, as he should have.
Good.
But I stayed in the place that that story took place when I was quite young. And oh. I remember hearing it and being like, "Oh my gosh, is this place haunted?" And then I was like, "Oh, but if it is, it's haunted by a dog, and that's fine." So the fact that you sort of saw like a little girl and you were like, "Oh," and then you saw a ghost dog and you're like, "Ah."
Just reminded me of that. What a weird thing to name an Eopet after.
Yeah. I always assumed that that's what it's named after, because those are the only two times I've heard the name.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Huh.
A doggo.
Yeah. I think I have heard that story before, but I just didn't know the name. I don't know. I wonder. I don't even know what kind of dog it was, honestly.
I wonder how my Neopets are doing.
Yeah. Well, I think mine might have just eaten each other by now, honestly.
Oh, jeez. I used to spend my early days on the internet when I was like 12. I would listen to Placebo and I would play Neopets, and I was obsessed with the Neopets. You know the mini game that was, oh, what's it called? Is it called Cheat? When you have to be like,
yeah,
I've got two queens, and they decide if you're mm-hmm. cheating or not, and
you
have to try and get rid of all of your cards. And I used to do that all the time, and I would never actually lie because I didn't want to lie to the Neopets.
Oh my God. Cheat is a really fun card game, actually. I used to play it all the time with my pals at school. We were nerds. We'd sit in the science room and play Cheat. But no, my favourite Neopets minigame was Hazzy Jump.
I don't know if I remember that one.
There are two trees, like one's on the left, one's on the right. And there are two Hazzies, which were like the pets that the Neopets could have.
Yeah.
And they take it in turns to jump down onto like a board. So there's like a board on a log at the bottom. So when one jumps, like the other one will jump and like spring them back up.
Ah, okay.
And stuff will go across the street, the screen, and they had to collect it. So you had to jump in time with the items that were going across the screen. And I played the heck out of that. That, and there was one, it was like a 3D game where there were castles made out of like building block toys, and you had to shoot cannons at each other's castles.
Oh.
To destroy them. I loved that game.
Oh, I just like Neopets was just such a good. I mean, it's probably still going, but it's such.
It's
a,
still
like,
going, but it's not as good now.
It's changed.
They used to have so many games on there, but they don't anymore.
Yeah.
They've still got Hazzy Jump, but most of the games are gone.
Aww.
Yeah. Most of whatever made it good is gone because I think it got taken over. It got bought out. So it's not fun anymore. Where. But yeah, that's what I used to do. I used to play Neopets, Habbo Hotel, RuneScape, Adventure Quest. That was my childhood growing up.
I remember Habbo Hotel, but I think that was like my first experience of a game where you had to like pay to win.
Yeah.
Because you could buy the you could buy the burgies.
Yeah, we used to convince my dad to get credits on Habbo Hotel, you'd have to like text the number and then they'd send you the credits. So we were like, "Dad, we need credits on Habbo Hotel. Can we borrow your phone?" And we were like in the Habbo Club and stuff, so you got special hair.
Aww.
It was such a waste of money.
I always remember I would be wearing like the hoodie and no one would talk to you. And then as soon as you put on the little Habbo bikini, people would be like, "Hey, yeah. How's it going?"
Oh, hi. Yep.
I see your 3 pixels of skin.
And everyone that was in the Habbo Club would wear the like pigtails, like the braided pigtails hairstyle. That was the cool one.
I was never cool.
I was never cool. No, I played it a lot. I had a lot of Fernie. But then I got scammed because I was just a kid and somebody got me the old tell me your password scam. It wasn't even an intricate scam. It was, oh, just say your password out loud. I was like, no. And they were like, yeah, do it. I was like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
And then I immediately got logged out. I was like, no.
My entire social life.
No, what am I going to do now?
I remember I used to, I wasn't on Havo Hotel very much, but I do remember it. And I remember Neopets. But a lot of the time, I would play a game that I made up myself, which was basically, I would just load up MS Paint and I would have different armies that were like made of pixels. And I would basically play Warhammer, but it would just be blue versus red pixels. And there would be different like squares that were all the different battalions and stuff. And then they would slowly start fighting and I would literally move them pixel by pixel.
That is so cool. That is such a good idea.
You don't know how long I've waited to hear someone say that.
I love that. I think that's great.
But I would just, I would just keep myself entertained with that for ages. And I was so jealous of my friend who had, she had dogs and cats on her computer. And I always wanted dogs and cats.
Ooh.
So I would go around her house sometimes just to pet her little computer cat.
I love the idea of using paint to essentially play Warhammer. That's so cool. That's so clever. I said to my D&D group, like, when a few of them came down with COVID, and I was like, look, if we just play online, because I don't like playing online generally, and I don't like some of the things you use to play D&D online. I just don't click with them. So I was like, oh, guys, if we have to do it online, I'll just stream paint to Discord and I'll make a map and I'll move you all around on paint, you know? We'll do paint D&D.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, they didn't accept, but...
What? I would have been all for that. I remember me and one of my friends used to spend ages doing this thing where basically we would draw a chicken in paint, but all apart from the lower part of the beak. And then we would use the line tool to do the lower half of the beak and then just make it talk.
Oh my God.
Just for so long, we'd just be there like, bawk, bawk, bawk.
Oh, bawk. Bawk.
Oh.
How is paint such a good program? It's just got everything.
It's just hours of entertainment.
It is. It's perfect. It's a perfect program.
Apparently, they're going to add transparency to it. And that's like the one thing that holds me back is not being able to do that. So now I'm unstoppable.
Well, you can get transparency on paint.net, but it's not the same. It's not the same. No.
I'm a purist.
I am a purist. I find myself going back to paint constantly.
I do feel bad for the number of times I've loaded up Photoshop and then I've just been like, oh, I just wish you were paint.
Why can't you be paint?
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Right. Should we listen to the next one?
Yeah. Are we going for your second one or do you want to alternate?
Oh, should we alternate? Should we listen to yours?
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
I had this dream that I was walking home and it was like I lived on our street, but it was really fancy. And I was just about to like get into the door when our next door neighbor, he was this actor, but I can't think who he was. He was like, oh, you must come around, you must come around. So I like went into his house and like his wife and three children were there and they were like, oh, you must stay for pizza with us. And I was like, oh, no, don't worry. I'm going to go home and have food. And then somehow my parents were suddenly there and I was like, Mum, I'm testing positive. I should go home. And Mum was like, yes, get out, go home. So I like went back next door and I was just about to put my key in the lock and this actress lady, oh, she's in Bridget Jones. I can't think what her name is. She was like, oh, I see he's given you a key then. And I was like, what? And she was just like, how old are you, 25? And I was like, no, I'm in my 30s. And she was like, oh, good for you, good for you. She was basically implying that I was some, like, I don't know, like some mistress that the man of the house had allowed me to have a key or something. I was like, what? No, this is my house. And then I was like, she was like, oh, I just wanted someone to celebrate with. And then she like walked off and I was thinking, you know what? I'm curious to know what she has to say. So I want to go for a coffee with her. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to open the door. And I walked off down the street trying to follow her. And there was all these shops there. There was a Sylvanian family shop. And I was like, oh my gosh, when my niece comes to visit, I have to go to this shop. I didn't know this was here. And then there was some like a shoe shop. But then next to that was this like sweet store. I was like, oh my gosh, how did I not know this was here? And I was looking through all of the things and there were things like these vegan chocolate doubloons. And I was like, oh my gosh, this would be amazing to use for like D&D or something. Yeah, then I think I woke up. Yeah. Oh, I also had a dream about John Cena driving me to work, but I can't really remember what happened other than he was really grumpy. And then I think I stole the car and then I parked it on the pavement and this lady got annoyed at me. But yeah. Bye bye.
Bah, 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 bah. Oh my god. That's it. Wrestling, taking off the bingo card. Are we this predictable?
I do just remember, I don't remember anything else about the dream apart from I worked in a department store and John Cena was driving me to work and he was so muscly and huge. I was like, he can't really be this big. This is ridiculous. And he was really grumpy about having to take me.
Oh my god. That's so funny. What's the actress? Was it Renee Zellweger?
No, it was Shirley Henderson who plays one of her friends. Oh. The one who has, she's got quite like a high-pitched voice or like quite a soft voice.
Okay.
It was her and she was in full like, you know, the sort of characters that you get where it's like the widow who blatantly killed her husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was like that.
Oh my god. Well, good for you.
Good for you. He's given you a key now. Good for you.
Oh my god.
And I went to go inside the house and I was like, do you know what? Actually, she seems quite interesting. I'm going to follow her and maybe we can get coffee.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Did she, was it Alex? Were you Alex's mistress?
I don't know. I think she just, because I remember the house was like, the proper fancy houses you get in Bristol that have like the painted outsides and the bay windows and they've got like their own carved names above. It was like, it was our house. It just looked really fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she just took one look at me and thought, well, you must be a mistress. You can't have this house.
You don't live here. Maybe it was John Cena's house.
Oh. I remember when I drove myself back from my job because for some reason I guess John was too good to drive me back.
Mm-hmm.
We're on first name terms now. I remember trying to reverse to park in the road and for some reason I just swerved all the way onto the pavement and just parked there and I was just like, ah, that's good enough. And then I got out of the car and this woman was like, you can't park there. And I was just like, I'm going to wake up.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Your dreams are so funny. I feel like I'm usually the one that has like the weird dreams where just lots of random stuff happens. But I think we've swapped roles this time. Although saying that, you often have weird dreams where wrestlers do random stuff. So maybe not.
I mean, I did watch, oh, do you know what this must be? It's because we were watching and it was like the build up to WrestleMania. It was like the top 50 WrestleMania moments or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one where it was John Cena's old character where he was basically trying to be like, I mean, it came across very like, hello, fellow kids, but he was like,
oh,
this cool, like, backwards cat rapper guy. And he was just like, yo. So, I guess that's probably why he stuck in my brain from that.
Yeah. What else happened in your dream? So you were trying to get into your house and you were convincing her that you weren't the mistress.
And I briefly went next door. I think my next door neighbor.
Yeah, you had COVID and you had to go back home.
I think it was like maybe Eddie Marsan was maybe the actor that lived next door or something. It was that sort of actor. All I remember from being around there was that I saw that they had three kids and it was mm-hmm. two girls and a boy. And I remember saying to the mum, oh, like me, I have a brother and a sister. And then my mum was there and I was like, mother, I've got COVID. And she was like, get out. You should leave.
Mother,
I was like, okay.
Mother, I've got COVID.
And then, yeah, I just left.
God, I wonder if like, because there are some sort of social things coming up, I wonder if you're sort of a bit worried of them subconsciously.
Yeah, maybe.
Turning up and going, by the way, everyone, I've got COVID. Get out.
Just get out. Should we listen to your last dream?
Yes. It's only a small one again, but we'll have a little listen. Okay. 3, 2, 1, we go.
Okay, a short one. I had a dream that, well, it wasn't me. It was other people in a building. It was like an office building. Marge Simpson and someone else, maybe Homer, I don't know. They were on a balcony and Marge, I think, was like isolating. Nobody was allowed to be there. But Homer was up there to go see her, sneaking up there. And then Krusty the Clown walked past like a big glass door and saw them and raised the alarm. And she's like, oh, you need to get out. You need to get out. And he tries to get off the balcony, like his legs like stretch down to jump off this balcony. But he gets seen and he's like, whoop. So they go out a back door and Marge is like, go out here. Pretend you're the vacuum guy. So he goes out the door and he's got a Hoover. Then instead of walking left to go to the car to leave, which would have been very close, he walked right and walked around the entire building with this Hoover, which was still plugged in, leaving the wire behind him around the whole building. And then they get to the car, but at this point the Hoover is a lawnmower for some reason, and they're trying to like wind the wire in, but the lawnmower just won't turn off. It's like, it's not even, I can't turn it off, it won't turn off. And like, he's not near the plug, so he can't just unplug it. He's like, I can't turn it off, it won't work. But eventually he gets it to work, and for some reason my dad's there, and they're trying to avoid my dad. My dad is working there. And every time they see him, it's like, whoop, gotta hide. So I think eventually they managed to get the wire in. I don't remember anything else. It was a weird one. Ah, I think I had one of those dreams that was very choppy and all over the place. So that was just one part of it. But yeah.
Bye-bye.
Oh yeah, that happened.
You've been watching The Simpsons recently?
No. Not at all. I don't know why it was Homer and Marge and Krusty showing up. I don't know. I think the dream did actually carry on, but I don't remember a lot of it. I just remember one scene where he might have been backtracking along the wire, maybe to unplug it, but he had to avoid things on the way, but I don't remember it very well. But yeah, it was such a weird one. It was the whole time I was like, why are you walking that way around the building? If you'd have gone left, your car was right there. Instead, you walked the whole way around and you've just left the wire following you. It's like trailing out of the vacuum.
Are you backseat gaming Homer Simpson and his
I am,
vacuum
yeah.
cleaner?
I'm like, Homer, unplug your Hoover and wind in the lead and walk in the right direction, please. And yeah, like when he got to the bit where my dad was, it was like a loading bay almost into the building. And my dad was there to work in this building. And for some reason, they wanted to avoid him. I don't know why. And yeah, but they couldn't because the lawnmower, which was a vacuum, was being really loud and they couldn't turn it off. It was so bizarre.
I wonder if your neighbor was vacuuming or if someone outside was mowing their lawn or something and the noise was just like drifting in.
Honestly, probably. I live next to a park and often I'll wake up and they'll be mowing the lawn. Yeah, they'll be vacuuming it.
Just hoovering the slide.
So that honestly probably did happen. Either someone was like cleaning the stairwell in my flats or someone was out in the park maybe. But yeah, I found that I've been dreaming about my parents a lot more recently as well because they've sold their house and they've found another house and they've had an offer accepted. So they're going to be moving. And so they're just constantly in my dreams. Like, generally, they've been like really nice. Like, I had a dream the other day, which I haven't brought into the podcast because some parts of it were a bit like, oh, that's not very cool. But my parents were in it and they were really nice and they were being really supportive. And I was just like, oh, they're moving away. So yeah, I've been dreaming about them a lot more.
I guess maybe that is why it was The Simpsons. I mean, if that was like, it's your childhood home and maybe that's something you watched in your childhood home.
Yeah, we did a bit. Maybe it was. But yeah, I think a lot of my dreams lately have been centered around my parents.
Yeah.
But as to why Homer and Marge were there, I'm not sure. But when Homer tried to get off the balcony, I said it in the dream, but he did. He like stretched his legs out. They just became like big long stilts and he like just stepped over the side of the balcony like whoop, like trying to shrink his legs back down to get to the bottom floor. But then he was like, oh no, people are there, better go back. I wish I could remember the rest of it. My dreams have been very choppy lately, I think because I've been going to bed really late, so my sleep's a bit poopy. But yeah, just odd little snippets of weird things happening in my brain.
Yeah,
it's pretty standard.
I do wonder if, same way I was saying about not having like many dreams when I was waking up naturally with the light sort of thing, I wonder if that does affect it in a way of like, I wonder if your dreams are different in the darker, I was going to say the darker days, but that sounds wrong. But you know, like when there's less daylight hours than when there's like you are actually waking up and it's light and sunshine. I wonder if that does affect it. Maybe if you dream of more serious things and then in the springtime it's just like, let's have a little break.
It could be that like the sunlight, I don't have blackout curtains or anything and my curtains are very thin, so the sunlight does come in. But I'm a heavy sleeper, so it doesn't really wake me up. But it might sort of draw me out of sleep a little bit, which is probably why I've been having more choppy dreams, like just sort of fluctuating a lot. So I'm probably sort of waking up to the sunlight and then being like, no, and going back to sleep.
Not today.
Not today. I still need to do the thing that Rhydian said to trick my sleepy self into waking up. I keep forgetting to do it. But I really need to try that because I am awful at waking up. I am the worst.
I got into a really good sleeping pattern when I was staying downstairs because I was waking up so naturally and really early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it's completely gone out the window in like a space of 2 days.
Yeah, I'm excited to come to Bristol partly because, I mean, obviously I'm seeing my friends and stuff, but I know that my sleeping pattern will be a bit better when I'm there.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yay, I can't wait to come and fix my sleeping pattern. But also see my friends, maybe. Oh, dear. But yeah, my dreams, I don't even know what they're about. They're weird. Weird dreams. Weird brain.
I feel like we've covered so many different things just with these four dreams. Some
we
unexpected
really have.
Topics. And
We have. We've covered so much. It's been very productive.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for like the people that are listening at home?
I realized we didn't ask a question last week. I got to the end of editing it and I was like, oh, no question.
No question. But we'll have to make sure to give a question this time. I like asking people questions because then we get some fun things in the comments. I think maybe what is the best dream you've had, like your favorite dream that you remember fondly? That's what I want to know. That's my question.
Yeah, because we've asked about stress dreams before, so let's ask about happy dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've been having more sort of spooky dreams. And you kind of have too. So let's have some happy dreams in the comments. That's what I want to hear. Let me know. Maybe we'll read some out.
Oh, yes, we were talking about doing a write-in episode, weren't we?
Yeah. That would be so good. That would be so good. So yeah, if you want to have us talk about your dreams and try and figure out what the heck is going on, leave some in the comments for us. Well, thank you so much, Bryony.
Thank you, Kirsty, for letting me wriggle into your brain once more.
Oh, anytime. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. It has been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.